Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled woe period begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello and welcome to episode 208 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex, and you're with me today. I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who you're still managing to play despite everything I do.
Oh my god.
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Salahurin Al Tahan, somehow.
Sel Sidebottom.
And an angry Azu.
So, we have to pick up exactly where we left off. We are in the middle of combat. Mm. You are fighting something that wants everyone dead. You are stood in the doorway to, in a lot of way, the world's last best hope. Mm. And it wants to kill everyone near it. You are beneath London, and with that, I would like to pick up. It's Wild's turn, I believe.
Oh!
Unless I'm mistaken, I might be. Let me double check. I am mistaken. I'm going to keep the soft tone of voice, but move him down the initiative order. There we go. Wasn't that nice? Lovely. And with that in mind, Hamid, you're up.
Is Hamid conscious? He's now in the slightly more breathable air, but I think he stays asleep for 1d4 hours.
Oh, gosh, of course you got knocked. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to skip past you to sell.
Thanks for rubbing that in again, Alex.
Sorry, that wasn't even intentional that time. I saw a positive number on there and was like, oh, hello.
Sel breathes dragon... Well, it's not technically dragon fire, it's dragon electricity on the thing.
Walk us through what that looks like and does.
This is because last episode, maybe even the episode before that, these episodes have been long. Sel necked alchemical allocation, which is a ability that allows them to drink an expensive potion and spit it back out again. And the one that Sel bought all the way back in Japan was Dragon's Breath, because they had seen Hamid do a dragon fire thing and thought that was cool, so did that. And so, yes, Sel turns to the creature and... But what comes out is a jagged 30-foot line of lightning. It does...
I believe a horrendous amount of damage is, if I remember correctly.
It should, but who knows. Creatures in the affected area, and in this case, because it's lightning, it is a 30-foot line, so it's not a cone. It just goes straight through these things. A successful reflex save results in half damage.
So, I will roll the reflex save first, then, because they're just going to take damage either way.
Yeah, they are.
What is the reflex save DC?
10 plus... Intelligence modifier is 8, so 18, plus the level of the spell, so it's 22.
Oh god, I hope it misses, because it's got really good reflexes, though. It seems to be agile.
Okay.
I'm afraid it rolled phenomenally high on its reflex, and so has made the reflex save for half. What's the damage?
I accidentally on the dice roller put D20s rather than D6s. I was like, that's a lot of damage.
Roll it, roll it.
Okay, so what is the damage? It does a crazy high reflex save, though.
That was 28, then plus 11, so 39.
So that's 39 damage halved.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 19 damage.
Yeah.
That is not as high as I thought it would be.
But what it is, remember, is a hit instead of I throw a bomb and nothing happens. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will tip my hair, like, hand a little bit here and go... I will tip my hair...
Tip your hairy hand.
...and say, getting the hit in is half the battle. Don't underestimate that.
Yeah.
So you have used that. Is there anything else you'd like to do? Move through the door, flank it, run away?
Close the door.
Dance and trigger loads of attacks of opportunity. They're all perfectly valid options.
Sel thinks that there are enough people on the other side of the door that can do the mission. So Sel's going to shut the door. Sel is standing in front of the door.
You can do that. You can do that. Bear in mind that Ada's on the other side.
Yep.
Ada's readied action goes off as she assists whoever it was that was going to close the door to close the door.
Yep.
Cool.
The door is closed. The party is split.
The ironic thing, right, is that, like, last episode we thought Hamid might die and we'd have to carry on without him. It's more like Hamid might be the
Hamid's
one
Hamid's the only one who survives.
That keeps the whole thing. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of, let's move on and see what happens.
Azu, you are up.
I really hope I don't die without ever managing to summon Topaz to do her real glory. Okay. I'm going to have to try and hit it. Because...
You need a vital strike again?
Yes, it'll be vital strike again. I'm not sure what if there's stuff that's worn off since.
The only thing that's worn off is the Holy Whisper.
Okay, so then it'll be 15 plus 3 plus whatever I roll to hit it.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever I roll is plus 18. Please be good again. Please, I beg you, dice. Please, please, please. No, that's a 4.
Okay.
So that's only 22.
Nah, it's not a hit, I'm afraid.
Okay.
It's okay. Anything else you're doing?
Do you still have damage, Helen? Lay on hands yourself again. There's just no harm in being having as many hit points as you possibly can.
All right, I'll do that. I'll lay on hands myself again. Okay, 5d6. Here we go. God, imagine having the last one standing. And
it's quite likely.
I can imagine that. Yeah. That'd be quite fun.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't, because it would mean everyone else was dead, Alex. Oh, that's a better roll than last time. 17 back.
Nice.
That's a hit with this thing.
Yeah.
I bet Wild could have saved us.
I don't think there's anything else I can do, because
Understood. In that case, then, I am going to move on to the squiggler who is still kicking on the side of the door with the rest of you. The squiggler would go for Skrark. Squiggler would go for Skrark.
Oh, I forgot about Skrark.
Without triggering of tax opportunities, it squiggles over to Skrark. What's Skrark's current AC?
24.
Doesn't hit. Squiggles in his face, but doesn't hit on either. Also, fair play. That is a good AC. Okay, in which case then... I need to check something, but I think something rather amusing happens.
It better not be Einstein suddenly appearing, because I can't take having to defend someone else who's squishy.
Hey, everybody, having a party?
Oh, I'm already feeling the, like, well, you know, anything that will complicate things so I don't feel so directly as if Sel has, like, quietly condemned the party to a fatal, doomed last stand.
You made the same decision that Zolf would have made.
It was Zolf who did it, in my opinion.
Sel would not have done that if they weren't pretty sure that that is the decision that everyone on that side would have made. Like, firstly, Zolf screamed to do that. Skrark decided to come through the door and has definitely put his life on the line for these things before. Azu is just the kind of person that would.
Yeah. Azu is really mad now as well, because she just saw Hamid and Wild die and have to get brought back.
Would you like to hear the good news?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hamid, you're awake from a wonderful dream. I'm going to say a continuation of the last dream, looking up into Wild's face.
Oh!
You with me, Hamid? You with me?
What happened?
We've been attacked by something. You were poisoned. We were all poisoned. Half of the group is still on the other side of the door. It's bad. It's really bad.
That's 6 seconds.
Yeah. Big beastie. Big beastie.
Bring it.
Ben, he has been bringing it. It's not going well for us. It is not going well.
Yeah, you with your loads of hit points. I think you could one-shot
Cell. Well, that's why I'm saying... No, but that's why I'm saying bring it. Bring it to me.
Oh, I see.
Serve it to Ben.
That is not its M.O.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
The opposite of its M.O.
Beastie goes for Cell.
Mm. Oh, yeah, God, Cell. Oh, God. You're on 50-something. I don't think it can one-shot you.
Yeah, they're not going to one-shot
What's
you.
What's your current AC?
24.
Oh, you might be lucky here.
Remember the minus twos.
I still have the plus three from the Smite Evil thing, right?
Yeah, that goes until it's dead.
Yep.
24 with...
Yep.
And it's still got the minus two. Mm. Jammy, jammy, jammy.
Come on. Guys, we've turned the tide. We've turned the tide.
All right. Scrock, let's go.
Wait.
I don't know if it's jammy for Alex or for us.
One of the attacks hits. Okay. It swings with you with both of the broadswords it's got for arms.
Yep.
And tries to slice into you.
Mm-hmm.
One of them you manage to dodge through skill, not through incompetence on its part.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is a hit.
Mm-hmm.
25 damage.
Yep.
Okay, you're alive. That's good.
That's cool.
And everyone please give me a perception check now that there's less people for you to worry about. Well, you know what I mean.
22.
You notice it has Barrett's face on it.
Yeah.
That's a 24.
25 for Scrock.
24.
So Scrock, I'm going to take command for a second, yells out something along the lines of, watch out, it's healing!
Ooh.
I dislike this.
Boo.
We're going to die here.
Boo.
We're going to die here.
Scrock, it's Scrock's turn.
Scrock drops his spear, whips the stalking dagger off its belt, and slashes from where its kidneys might be.
Sure.
I assume I'm still flanking with Azu.
Yeah, I've not moved.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a helper here. This thing has not been behaving like something that is flanked. You know how we make the joke of, like, Pathfinder, we all have eye stalks and we all see in these different directions? This thing is fighting perfectly flawlessly on all sides. It's clear it's immune to flanking. It is just flawlessly. It's as if it's prescient almost.
Okay, that is a 30 to hit.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Well, we know it's AC now, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to say yes, that's a hit.
Oh,
that's a
actually, anyway, it's a 32 to hit, so... okay, so 32 is a hit. That's good news. If it's not flanked, presumably I'm not getting sneak attack damage.
You're not, unless you have something incredibly powerful I don't know about.
Scrark does 4 damage.
Oh.
It's all damage.
Ben's not wrong. Anything else?
No, move action to change weapons, attack action to take a swipe.
Okay. From your perspective, Hamid, you see Ada is locking up the vault. Like, Ada is triggering the, like, vault lock mechanism, effectively, and that is Ada's turn. Zolf, you are up.
Right. Finally do the thing.
Yes, please do the thing.
Please, okay. Roll well.
So, he takes a 5-foot step backwards. Away from the thing.
Yep.
Then he takes his glaive in two hands and slams it on the floor in front of him, you know, blunt end down. As he does that, out of the moisture in the air, 11 sort of like javelins of ice form.
Whoa.
All pointed at it, the creature. And just skewer it.
Is the smite still active at this point, yes or no?
Yes. It's until it dies.
Yeah.
So, I am making 11 ranged touched attacks on this thing. Each attack does 1d6 damage, plus 1 cold damage, plus 1 holy water damage, which I assume with it being evil, it will hurt.
It'll hurt, but it's not going to get bonus.
Yeah, fine.
I'll tell you now, for the sake of the maths, it's going to get very complicated if I try and hide that.
It's fundamentally 1d6 plus 2 per attack. However... because I'm smiting evil, all of my attacks get plus 11 damage.
Yes.
So I'm making 11 1d6 plus 13 attacks.
Do it.
Destroy it.
Can I just tell all of you that I love you very much?
We love you too.
Yeah, and my attack roll is my base attack bonus plus my wisdom modifier, so that comes to 13.
Plus the smite evil bonus of plus 3.
Oh, so 16. So, 20...
Is this 20. Against touch AC?
This is against touch AC, so...
I'm going to tell you now, for the sake of simplicity,
yep.
Anything that it has a touch AC of 18.
Fine, so hit, one hit, two hit, three hit, four hit.
Genuinely thought that we were going to die five in that hit. Corridor.
I still think
six
we are.
Six hit.
Oh, fair.
19, seven hit. Eight hit. 9 hit.
Oh my god.
10 hit. 11 hit. No crits, though.
I'd like to congratulate you on... This thing is phenomenal about everything apart from one thing. Touch AC is actually pretty manageable.
Yeah, and also, if it's got high AC, just roll the dice as many times as possible.
Roll the damage. You are going to hurt
so
this.
So, immediately take 143 damage.
Sorry.
And then I'll
just
roll
11d6. Just give me a second.
We just need to state that very clearly for the record. Ben has just inflicted 11d6 plus 143 damage on this thing.
Oh, yeah, so, and now, just to be clear, though, Alex, you know, for the purposes of any damage reductions or resistances, times its whatever by 11 and apply that. You know, if we're doing it as one big calculation, it gets 11 times its resistance to this thing.
Okay, in that case, then, I do actually need you to roll...
10. Okay, I've got 10d6 here, so I can roll another one later. Okay, so that is... So we're on 143, 153, 173, 174, 179, a nice round 180 damage!
Oh, that might do it, you know. Let me check.
To be honest... The team.
Congratulations. I'm legitimately impressed.
Alex.
I am legitimately impressed.
That's the combo we got excited about.
You slam the glaive in and you pour. You pour damage into this thing. It's very difficult to heal something when every single inch of your body is being annihilated. There it is. Shredded, and then the shreds are shredded. It is obliterated in front of everyone. That's a proper turn.
Top 10 anime deaths.
Absolutely. And on that, we'll take a couple of minutes, and formally I'd like to congratulate you all on just the best.
Good
just
Lord.
The best.
Good Lord.
You suck.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. You are still technically in initiative order. There is a squiggle loose. Hamid. You hear what's effectively an explosion from the other side of that door.
You can't just lock them. We have to help them. Open it back up.
I shouldn't have opened it in the first place.
Hamid casts knock.
Ha. Oh, fair.
Love it.
Do you want me to make a cast level check? If there'd normally be a roll.
You will need
it.
To make a caster level check because there's extra stuff at play here.
Yeah.
Make
it's
a good one,
door.
But it is possible. What, it's built not to be open, funnily enough.
36.
Door opens. That was a good roll, wasn't it?
That's a 15. So knock is just very good at opening locks. It's your caster level plus 10. So I'm getting plus 21 to the roll because I have
it
to.
It takes a while, but it does really unlock hard. And start to open as Ada is literally bracing her leg against the frame going, no! No, you'll ruin it! You'll kill everyone! Sell.
I've got to help them!
Sorry, you can move as well if you want, but the door is not open. It is opening.
Hamid just lifts into the air slightly as his wings flap.
Yep. Sel, you are up. The door is opening, to be clear, with her yelling that.
Yep. Sel yells, "It's okay! It's almost over!" And the squiggly thing is on top of Skrark, right? So a bomb is a bad idea.
It's in his face. It's literally like... Visualise the music, Skrark! Visualise it!
Oh, literally nothing that Sel has is appropriate. I suppose we'll just shoot with the arrows because gotta act fast.
Gotta go so fast.
That's absolutely pointless. It will do almost nothing, but yeah.
No, nothing is pointless if it hits.
That's, I suppose, true. Arrows are at attack bonus of 13, 13, 7. So that is 8 plus 13 is 21.
I think that's a hit.
Minus cool. 4 for firing into melee, I'm afraid.
But that still might be a hit. 24 to hit, minus 4, so hit.
Okay, the next one is 18 minus 4.
That's a miss.
Yeah, and the next one I rolled 20, so...
Two hits, one miss.
Okay, so that's 25 damage.
Yeah, it's still kicking, but it's a similar situation to when Skrark, like, just massacred the last one. It's chunks of it have come off as powder, but it is still squiggling up in Skrark's face.
Okay, moving-wise, Sel wants to open up a bit of space so people can attack, and so it's going to push open the door, which I assume is like a crack open.
Yeah, you can do that, that's fine.
Cool.
Azu, you are up then.
Well, the only enemy left is this thing in front of Skrark, right?
Yep.
I hit it with my axe.
You try to hit it with your axe.
Okay, I attempt to hit it with my axe, but my attack bonus is 15. So.
Are you going
to
vital strike or not?
Yeah, I'm going to vital strike. I'm
still angry. Wait. This is really important. Your attack bonus is 15.
Yeah.
Congratulations. For the first time, you just hit. you just hit it. You have transcended dice as a mechanic. Oh. Just skip to the hurting. I don't think it can survive.
Yeah,
but...
transcended dice except for the 3d12 that now gets rolled.
Yeah.
Technically... Wait, 3d12 plus what?
8.
Oh, yeah, you still got a roll. You haven't quite transcended all dice, but very nearly.
Okay, that is... 19 plus 8, which is 27.
You swipe it from existence.
Good.
The bits of powder that puff off disintegrate as they do so.
Okay.
Now we're good.
You are now out of initiative.
Sel's going to collapse through the door. And you're like, Zulf is terrifying.
Sel, are you okay? Is everyone... What happened?
That dwarf is terrifying.
What happened?
I will walk up to Azu and, like, do a proper sort of predator bicep, like,
yes.
Handshake. Yes.
Yes.
Like we grab each other's forearms and go, yeah, you saved us. Thanks.
Well, we both saved.
I mean, we knew Azu was terrifying.
Ada yells, get inside. What if there's more? Get inside.
We should go
get
inside.
Inside.
We should go
please.
Inside. What happened to Summit Njal?
Let's take the bodies.
Yes.
What bodies?
I'll pick up Summit Njal.
I'll pick up Augusta.
Oh, no.
Well, Skrark, are you all right?
I'm angry. That's about it.
Yes. Yes, I... Good.
Ada's right. We need to get inside and close the door. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Yes. All right.
With everyone's consent, are people okay to move inside and close and lock the vault door behind them?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. You will notice that I have been skipping the odd fort save here and there for, like, the poison moving into and out of it. Simple reason. With that kind of a door frame, you could just keep dragging and pulling people and it'd be just a Benny Hill back and forth as people drop and pick up. I can't be bothered. So we'll just say that people held their breath. That's a legitimate thing you can do.
Yeah.
Everyone's inside. The door is closed.
Do we think that thing was Barrett?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But we're not sure. No one saw, like, his face on it or anything.
We still don't know where the professor is.
Yep, but
can anyone do any healing?
Oh, yes.
Just been stabbed in the chest.
Sorry. Yes.
I'm going to channel positive energy.
As will I.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to interrupt one second.
Sure.
Ada, panicking a little bit, is just pointing the wand at everyone, going, show me your eyes. Show me. I don't know who is and who isn't. Show me your eyes. Everyone, right now, show me your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I will look at Ada and pull down my bottom eyelids to reveal under his underside.
Basically, everyone I'm in control of obviously will be doing the same. And Ada's like, okay. Ada sort of just backs away and starts compulsively checking the equipment. Like, literally, like, checklist number 37. And just starts going back through and checking everything of the machine.
Ada, is positive energy going to do anything in this room bad?
No, it should be fine. Should be fine.
Okay,
great.
And yeah,
37. 66. And she's just going through and checking all the machinery again.
Okay, everyone gets 20 back from me.
And 23 from me.
Okay.
Cool.
That's me at full health.
Oh, that is me exactly at full health.
Nice. Oh, it is not me at full health.
Oh.
It's fine.
What attacked us? I don't remember anything.
I don't know.
I'm the same. I don't know what that was.
Some sort of goo assassin? I don't know. Evil.
It had lightning and it killed you.
Yes, you died again.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I kind of, with Zolf being kind of knocked out of a stupor, he'll go over and hug Wild and be like, almost lost you.
I need to hit the gym or something. Like, I need to be less of a liability. Thank you so much.
Well done, and thank you. Thank you so much.
To be fair, Oscar, like, the two times that I've seen you go down, you've been kind of impaled multiple times while unconscious. I don't know what exercises there are for that. I wouldn't blame yourself.
The solution there might be armor rather than
I might need to start practicing casting with armor. Anyway, so I'm guessing we lost some at Njöll and Augusta then.
Yeah, Einstein's missing, Barrett's missing, and we don't know if that was Barrett or Barrett made it happen or what. Ada, what situation are we in for getting this thing up there? Because as much as I want to hunt down that little snake and wring his neck myself, we should focus on solving the big problem rather than revenge.
Can anyone who wants to give me a sense motive for Ada?
Yeah.
Of course.
God, I never roll well on sense motives.
Does Lovelace even know yet that Tesla is dead?
I yelled it through the door.
Just because it's low enough that if you want to play it for an incorrect read, Cell rolled a 2.
I get 20 on my sense motive on Lovelace.
21 on Lovelace.
Yeah, both of those are high enough. She is retreating into work and is not engaging what people are saying. This is a sort of a shock response. She's she is relying... Basically, what's happened is she's gone into full-blown shock and is right now... Training is kicking in. Like, this is, you know, where you start relying on procedures and you just sort of mentally turn off that.
Okay.
So does she ignore my question?
Yeah, she's just like, okay, 67 clear, right? We go to 86, but we skip 44 because 44 interacts with 57. Okay, right.
Lovelace, are you... Azu's going to attempt to interrupt.
She panics a little bit and is like, no, I've got to check, please, just I've got to check the machine.
Azu looks to the rest of them.
We can't lose the machine.
Yeah, Lovelace, how long will that take?
Give me a persuasion.
Do you mean diplomacy?
Sorry, long time. Yep, diplomacy. Yeah, yeah. It's been a long time since I asked for anything other than damage.
10.
Nah, that kind of a direct approach is just not working.
Cell's going to walk over and basically begin working alongside and so kind of being gradually in Lovelace's space and then introducing gently some questions. Where is the machine? The machine? And is it ready?
So Lovelace initially resists, but it does start to work because you are actively just working through the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And when she hears that, she's just talking about this a little bit. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because as a tactic, that'll work. It's just you're not going to get it immediately. Mm. It's going to take a couple of moments for her to sort of come back down from that place.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, it will take Cell a while, having watched two of their friends die and be re...
Yeah.
You know, we've seen a lot of people die in the last... half of them came back, but half of them... Like, four people died.
Yeah.
And then two resurrections.
Ada eventually is like, we've got the mobile set up towards the back of the lab. That's the last thing you check, though. You have to make sure that the static setup is communicating properly. Babbage is now in the mobile setup.
Right.
Oh, someone's going to have to tell Babbage what's happened.
Okay.
And then once that's done, we'll be okay. But we can't How move to lockdown now.
We
shouldn't open the door again. Oh, I shouldn't have opened it then.
You did the right thing. You did absolutely the right thing, because otherwise you would be alone in here and everyone else would be dead. There would be no way to actually use the machine, right? You did exactly the right thing. Thank you for doing that. Now, how do we talk to Babbage?
Babbage, right? Yeah, yeah. If you come with me, I'll get that going. Lovelace finishes the checklist and then sort of starts heading over to the mobile setup at the back.
I'm going to assume that Cell could probably roll enough to work out how one talks to Babbage without needing Ada's help.
Easily.
This is about keeping her conscious, essentially.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lovelace heads over to a counter at the very, very back, and there is what seems to be set up on there. Think Ghostbuster-esque backpack. Insofar as, like, it's a very techie backpack that is now housing Babbage in there.
It's a brain in a backpack.
In addition to that, there is a sort of large, unwieldy apparatus which is connected to that. It appears that they've added and bolted on a bunch of stuff to that kill switch, so it's sort of... the kill switch has been modified, connected into a mobile setup for Babbage. To your eye, without even a check... it looks to be exactly what they said it'd be, but it is going to require the machinery here to continue to function.
Right.
It isn't a case where it's now all just compressed into a backpack. The stuff here has to keep going to talk with the backpack, which is interacting with the kill switch, if you see what I mean. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she heads over and she's like, okay, cool. So we can set Babbage to hear the whole room or just a person. What do you think's better?
Cell turns to Aswin Zulf. Like, you're better at people than me, Azu, and you seem to know more about what you expected. I think this might be a one-on-one conversation or a smaller one. Does anyone have strong opinions on taking over it, or I'm willing to...
Whatever gets it going, we need to move.
I would definitely like to talk to Babbage. We've skipped through a little bit of time while Cell and Lovelace were working on stuff.
Sure, it will have been a few minutes, but it is a few minutes, yeah.
Hammond will probably have asked Wilde to help him with the bodies and, like, put them in the corner and grab some material from his...
absolutely.
...tailoring supplies in his bag of holding to, like, cover them and, like, maybe even asked... what if there's anything else we should do beyond that, but just...
Skrark will have been assisting.
Yeah.
And once they're sort of laid out with sheet or whatever, Skrark would then be... probably would sit in attendance, I think.
Yeah, we should...
Also, there is no reason that Zulf wouldn't help, given that it became obvious that the direct approach...
Hammond wouldn't have asked, because the people who actually live, you know, were conscious through the battle seemed a lot more stressed. But if you're helping, then he'll happily include you.
I feel like probably all of us are helping.
Because off secret is he's always stressed, so it's much less.
I guess we should try and get somebody else's body back to their people.
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as we can.
But yeah, once the topic of talking to Babbage comes up, Hammond is definitely going to volunteer to be part of that conversation.
Sure. So Ada heads over to the equipment, basically turns a lever, tweaks some things, and then picks up what's effectively a built-in microphone into the back of the thing, and she goes, puts on a set of basically headphones again, like we're in Magitek territory here, and it's just like, hey, hi, Babbage. I'm fine, thank you. I'm gonna introduce someone who needs to talk to you. Thanks. And then she just puts the microphone down, takes the headphones off, and just holds them both out to Hammond.
Does anyone else want to, or shall I just...
If you're... I mean, obviously, I want to talk to the brain, but, I mean, appropriate. You You should have this conversation, I think.
Okay.
Okay, in that case then, you put the headphones on and the first thing that you hear is a low hiss. At the risk of being an audio nerd, the hiss of audio things that are turning on, that sort of phantom power sound, and then that settles down.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. My hearing's not good enough to hear that kind of thing. But Hammond's probably is, so...
Well, regardless, there's a couple of moments, then you have a...
Hello?
Hello, Babbage, or Charles. May I call you Charles?
Yes, can I ask with whom I have the pleasure of speaking?
Oh, of course, Hamidsala Harunal Tahan.
Well, it's lovely to meet you, Mr. Tahan.
Pleased to meet you.
To what do I owe the...
Hamid, please.
Hamid, of course.
Well, I'm afraid I have some rather bad news.
I see.
My friends and I have been here helping, and, it's about... Nicola, there was an attack, and I'm afraid he was killed.
Forgive my curtness. This is obviously very upsetting, but the stakes are very high. Is the device itself still intact?
Yes. It seems to be all. Ada has informed us that everything seems to still be looking like it works, and everything is okay.
And she's well as well.
Oh yes, Ada's okay. She sealed herself in the lab, and that's where we all are now.
I'm afraid
Augusta also didn't make it in the conflict, as well as our friend Summit Yell, but I don't know if you've heard about them. And we don't know where Professor Einstein is either. So we're not sure what's happened to him. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Well, I appreciate your forthrightness, and we all knew the risks, so thank you for telling me. I might need a few moments with Ada, I think, after.
Oh, of course, yes. I mean, Ada, of course, is a. Well, she's thrown herself into her work. You know, she's shaken. She seems to be coping very well.
Oh, she will. She's always been the best of us.
Yes. We had obviously hoped to ask all three of you about, well, the next stages in the process, since that's what we're all here to do. I'm afraid, have one other thing to talk to you about first. My friend Sel, they're just endlessly impressive, extremely intelligent and capable, and they were examining Nicola's...
Cells in the background, like,
No context compliments are the worst.
No context whatsoever. Like, for all I know, like, he could be deciding which one of us lives and dies. And like,
oh, no.
Well, they were examining the device, and it does seem we've found a small flaw in I think the feedback prevention mechanism.
Oh, do we believe the device will still function?
Yes, it should do. My understanding of the process is you extend your consciousness into the network, and then release control and then withdraw it again.
Essentially, yes. I would ask if you're able to assist Ada in the repair of that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Well, I think Sel definitely would be. Sel's shown a real aptitude for mechanical engineering problems. I understand some of the theory. I've been studying it for a while, but not on their level. But yes, I think we would be able to repair that, so that's good.
Then it would seem I should offer you my thanks for catching that if it comes at a sad time.
Yes, very. It's nothing but difficult times, unfortunately. But we're all a team, and yes, if you and Ada are able to tell us everything else that needs to be done, we'll definitely help you do it.
Well, if I appreciate your time. If you would be so good as to pass me across to Ada, I believe.
Oh, yes,
we should
of course,
have a,
yes.
Have a short conversation, I think.
Of course, excellent, yes. Thank you for talking to me. I'll hand you over to Ada then.
Hammond takes off the headset and calls out to Lovelace.
Yeah, Lovelace will already be there, ready to take it off you, because obviously it's not a very loud room right now.
Yes, fair.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you going taking them off. They're quite clunky, so you can't see all around you. You turn and you yell, and you know she taps and is on the other side. Like, no, I'm here. Give me the headphones.
And so on that note, I think we'll end it there.
That was
heavy.
A stressful old time.
Emotions.
I would say we got away with it. Yeah. You know, it wasn't without cost. Yeah. But it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse.
Well, if nothing else, pressing on next week, I think. But until then, thank you all. It's been, if not a pleasure, then a wild ride. And we'll see you all next
been
week.
An absolute roller coaster.
Yeah, indeed.
Bye all.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening. One of the attacks hits. It swings for you with both pun. it swings for you.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.